Blackstone Audiobooks presents Flowering Wilderness by John Galsworthy. Dedication to Herman Auld. Chapter 1. Shortly after the appearance of the Budget in 1930, the eighth wonder of the world might have been observed in the neighbourhood of Victoria Station. Three English people of wholly different type engaged in contemplating simultaneously a London statue. They'd come separately, and stood a little apart from each other in the southwest corner of the open space clear of the trees, where the drifting late afternoon light of spring was not in their eyes. One of these three was a young woman of about 26, one a youngish man of perhaps 34, and one a man of between 50 and 60. The young woman, slender and far from stupid-looking, had her head tilted slightly upward to one side, and a faint smile on her parted lips. The younger man, who wore a blue overcoat, with a belt girt tightly round his thin middle, as if he felt the spring wind chilly, was sallow from sunburn, and the rather disdainful look of his mouth was being curiously contradicted by eyes fixed on the statue with real intensity of feeling. The elder man, very tall, in a brown suit and brown buckskin shoes,